And I'm delighted at this point to welcome back Francis Clamp, whose subject today is the Chantry House in Billericay. Now, I think we've been there before, a couple of years back, haven't we, Francis?
Yes, we have. I just realised I hadn't got a microphone anywhere near me.
Well,
am I coming through now?
You are coming through loud and clear.
Sudden desperation there.
Now, I think last time you were looking at this place basically from the point of view, I think, of the the Pilgrim Fathers, etc. But this time you're looking at the property itself, aren't you?
At the house itself, yes.
Right, off you go.
Okay, well, as Scott's just said, we have talked about the Chantry House in Billericay High Street in the past, and mainly because it was at one time owned by Christopher Martin. He was the gentleman who sailed on the epic voyage of the Mayflower. Unfortunately, once he'd arrived, he and his family didn't survive for too long, but that's another story. Today, we're going to look more closely at the building itself. It was said to have been built around 1510, but it wasn't the first dwelling to stand on the site. It's believed that there was an earlier house that probably was used by the priest of the Chantry Chapel. This would have been around 1342 to 1345. In the 19th century, the house belonged to the Mead and Richardson families. One of the Meads was a wealthy farmer who came from Little Birsted. He apparently gave the building to his daughter as a wedding present. Rather fantastic wedding present, you must admit. However, we must now turn to a later owner, a Mr. C.H. King. This gentleman told a newspaper that he had acquired the house in 1919. He described it as having some wonderful rafters, and he believed it had been built originally around 1367, which would fit in with those dates we have for the earlier house. He claimed it was renovated in 1510. Mr. King undertook further renovations during his ownership and reported that he'd found many previously hidden features. There were 12 rooms with rafters and oak panelling, mostly still in good condition. He also found 2 vestment cupboards that had been used by priests, and there were also little paned windows set on either side of what was believed to have been the place of the altar. However, Mr. King caused an outcry when it was rumoured that he'd sold the house to an American who wanted to transport it to the States. As it was built of timber and mud, it was thought it would be easy to demolish, transport and rebuild. The objectors were successful, helped by a bill in the House of Commons making it illegal to take down an ancient monument and take it out of the country. The Chantry House was saved, and it still stands, lending character to the High Street of Billericay and a very real link to the past.
All good stuff, as usual, Francis. I'm just interested in this business about the bill in Parliament that they said had stopped monuments being removed from the country. They still managed to ship out London Bridge.
Well, it did, but I'm not sure of the date when that went. It went afterwards, didn't it?
Oh, a long time. I mean, yes. I remember it going. So
they must have amended things.
Well, maybe they changed the law. The other thing which is quite interesting is you say about the date of the building being built, well, presumably rebuilt in 1510. Because, in fact, I believe that on the building itself, it actually shows 1501. And that is, and obviously that's wrong.
Well, not necessarily.
No, I'm assured
that I've typed it the
No,
wrong
you
way.
Haven't. You haven't. Actually, I've got this here.
Right.
That it shows 1501 on the building, but that is actually been put on the building wrongly, and it was actually 1510.
Right.
So you are right. Fear not.
Thank you very much.
Well, I knew you'd be right. You're always right.
Ooh.
So what have you got lined up for us next week?
Right, well, next week we're coming back into Brentwood and we're going to talk about Evelyn Heseltine and St Mary's Church at Worley.
Evelyn Heseltine. Haven't we talked about her before?
Or
him? 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 Well, it would have
he
silly
is a gentleman.
Name.
Well, it's
Sorry.
Rather like mine, Francis. Yes.
No, not at all. Evelyn Heseltine, right, so he...
He.
Yes. And what about him?
We've mentioned him in passing in the past.
Right.
We mentioned him when we talked about Ellen Wilmot and said that we would talk about him later.
Right.
And this is later, much later.
And we're talking about him in connection with?
Particularly St Mary's Church.
St Mary's Wally. Church. Mary's Church?
St Mary's. Wally.
Yes, Wally. I keep missing that because I keep talking over you, you see. Right.
I've noticed.
Yes, sorry about that. Thanks very much, indeed. We shall look forward to that.